Hi, this is a follow visit for Michelle May, MichelleMay. Michelle May, date of birth is 2/21/1971, and date of service is 9/8/2032. The business follow visit, the patient reports that she was unable to do an MRI.
She actually forgot.
And she is undergoing physical therapy by a focus rehab. As she reported, she has no pain in the knees, very minuscule, with a total knee replacement that was done in 2019 and 2020. She may have some ongoing limb pain because of the autoimmune accident that occurred previously in 1999. The case is closed, but there was some chest trauma, neck whiplash, and headaches. Been going on because of that, and shoulder pain. She does have a pain in both the shoulders to the tune of 7, with difficulty in lifting the shoulder beyond 130 degrees. Pain in both knees are slight. There's a weakness of both the arms, and numbness and tingling of both the hands involving all the fingers. However, there's no radiation to the legs, and there is some pain in the legs, but it's not appearing radiating, shooting down from the lower back pain. Lower back pain is 7.
Neck pain is 7. Back pain is 7.
And shoulder pain is also 7.
The patient reports that ADLs are affected around 7 to 8.
Walking ability is affected 8.
Patient does have a 70% improvement with all the various treatments. So far, she has not been seeing a dermatologist.
In the system review, patient reports in neurological psych, she is suffering from loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, and anxiety. And chronic fatigue. However,
there is no headache.
In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck, pins and needle, lower pain, lower back pain, neck pain, knee pain, and difficulty walking. The patient has no stiffness of the shoulders or lower back stiffness, and there is no other issues. Sometimes there is a problem in the pain in the bottom of the feet from ongoing peripheral neuritis. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel. But there is a stomach pain due to bladder issues, interstitial cystitis that aggravates once in a while. No blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is a incontinence of the urine, but no blood in the urine, and no painful urination or frequency. But there is a chronic bladder cystitis. In the respiratory, there is no asthma, or breathing, chest pain, coughing, but there is some shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports the pain level has remained the same, although overall there has been 60 to 70% improvement due to the various treatments. In the last 30 days, no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospital, with no perennial trauma. Current pain medication is done with coding. Substance at this time is reported compliance. The patient does report full compliance to the pain medication. The physical examination reveals that pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination will be from previous visit, that is 8/25/2022, dictation number 0919-07. The plan of care is to ask the patient to do the MRI. It is referred to a podiatrist for follow with the plantar fasciitis. Physical therapy should continue three times per week for the patient. And she will be seen in 30 days' time. The medications have been refilled. Dalimon codeine number 4 for pain, 30 tablets. And lidocaine gel 3%, flexible, trazodone, and lidocaine has been provided. Patient is otherwise stable. She will be seen